Thomas has focused for several years on reducing energy costs. Angoon's Thayer Lake Hydro Project got a chunk of money this year, but there weren't many others in the capital budget. Still, Thomas says one funding measure is a sign of progress.
The renewable energy bill is critical to all rural Alaska and urban. It's $50 million a year for the next 10 years. If we have the money, as long as we continue to have the money, people will continue to retire diesel and hopefully put in wind generation and hydros.
The Haines Republican also praises a loan program to help build transmission lines and generation projects that was added in by the Senate. Other legislative funding approved this year will benefit fishermen and women.
Working with the governor, we put a lot of money into the hatcheries and into the harbor programs here, and keeping our boat harbors working. You know, that's what we call our road to resources starts at the harbor.
Projects are in Sitka, Saxman, Petersburg, Juneau, Haines, Hoonah, Heidelberg, Port Alexander, and Skagway. Thomas also worked to find money for a small veterans home in Haines.
We don't have a home in Southeast, and our veterans have to go elsewhere, and typically they end up passing there, and then people have to go get them, but the people wanted to stay home in that Southeast.
It will house 14 to 20 veterans when completed. The home will be named for Tlingit leader Walter Soboloff and noted Haines veteran Howard McRae. Thomas was among lawmakers backing other legislation for service members this session. The Vietnam veteran sponsored a measure banning picketing and protesting during funerals. Another would have sped up the professional licensing of qualified vets. A third would have set a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. They passed the House, but not the Senate.
I think it was a dishonor for them to hold up honoring the Vietnam veterans' Welcome Home Day, but that was their choice on the other side.
Thomas succeeded in pushing through a bill honoring Cordova vets. 14 unnamed bridges will soon recognize individual service members from World War I and II, as well as Vietnam. Another Cordova span, over the Eyak River, will be named after Marie Smith Jones. She was the last fluent speaker of the Eyak language. The measure also names a Petersburg bridge after Harry Keto, a hometown service member who died in Vietnam.
And also an airport in Kluwak, they call it Kluwak Frank Paradovich Airport. Frank Paradovich was the only Alaska Native in the Constitutional Convention for statehood. He was also served in the territorial legislature and the state legislature.
Thomas has served in the legislature since 2004, representing a winding district with about 50 communities, many of them quite small. The most recent reapportionment plan takes away some of those towns and adds Sitka, which will become the largest community in the district. He's running for re-election in what's for now called District 34. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.